MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Belinda Sullivan, Head of Corporate Consulting Strategy at Alex Forbes. Belinda, appreciate the time. The 2025 Mercer CFA Institute Global Pension Index has just come out. Before we delve into how we did as a country, what is the index? What is it looking to measure?
So good morning, Simon. Basically, the index is the world's leading independent benchmark for comparing different retirement income systems. Mm-hmm. It covers 52 countries, which represent 65% of the world's population. So you can imagine that it's got a good record in terms of the amount of statistics that it can pull through.
Absolutely. And I'm a number nerd. I love statistics. How did South Africa do? How did we stack up and perhaps more importantly, stack up compared to previous years?
So we have improved from last year. Last year, we were graded a B, and this year, essentially, we've shifted up to a C grading. And that means that the system has some good features, but also major risks and shortcomings that could be addressed. So without these improvements, its efficacy and long-term sustainability could potentially be questioned. In terms of the assessment, they do look at different sub-indices, and that is where we're looking at adequacy. So just in terms of, are retirees receiving enough income for a dignified retirement? Mm-hmm. They look at sustainability. So can the system deliver the benefits over the long term? And then integrity, is the system well-governed, transparent, and trusted? So that's essentially what they use in order to benchmark the different regimes. And we see that the South African improvement in particular is a result of an improvement in the adequacy score. So that's what shifted us from a D to the introduction of the two-pot system.
I was going to say, is that two-pot? Because as much as, you know, that people are saying, oh, we're withdrawing money from the two-pot. And to be clear, some people are. But as a concept, it's actually probably a much better system, because in the past we'd have people, I don't know, retiring and taking the money. This way you can get money out, but you're kind of limited and restricted. So it is a step forward for the system, and this index recognizes that.
Definitely. And I mean, if we consider two-pot, we're now looking at the two-thirds of contribution that is now compulsory preservation for the long term. So people can only get that out as an income in retirement as opposed to taking it out in cash. And now on resignation, people are then limited in terms of the amount of money they can access in cash as well. So that helps prevent further leakage from the system. So overall, it does then improve retirement outcomes for those individuals who are fortunate enough to be part of the occupational retirement system.
And the area which we did come out very strongly was integrity, which is hugely important. And I mean, I wouldn't for a second have thought anything otherwise. It's nice to have an international index essentially look at our retirement industry and say, yeah, there's good integrity here. It's what we need. It's what we want. It's what retirees deserve. And frankly, we are getting it.
100%. And I mean, if we look at the integrity index that we scored, we essentially got a B+. And that puts us in the same sort of region as like an Austria, Denmark, France, Germany, those types of countries. So we know from our retirement industry that there is a lot of regulatory intervention, a lot of legislation that supports the integrity of the system. To the conversation around that scoring and demonstrating the strength that we have in the country.
Does the index sort of help us sort of looking forward with sort of ideas of where we could perhaps add some more reform? I mean, we've got the two-pot that came in September last year, but other areas that perhaps we could work on to sort of up our score, get to B and ultimately to A?
Definitely. So I think there's a lot in terms of looking at the index itself, because the index does look at, I mean, we're comparing public retirement systems with private retirement systems. So in South Africa, we do have an issue around coverage. So I think it's very important for us to look at expanding coverage of the occupational scheme. So how do we get more workers into the net and to encourage savings, whether that is through an auto-enrollment program where we have employers are then basically compelled to set up some retirement savings for their employees, and then also to look at our informal workers and see how we can introduce some sort of savings net for them as well. That aside, we still need to look at the broader savings, national savings for those individuals who do not belong to any workforce, who do need some sort of savings for retirement, because they are obviously reliant on the state. So definitely looking at expanding coverage, introducing, say, mandatory contributions. So where we have people contributing to the system, making sure that that's on a mandatory basis, looking at how we support the poorest of the poor and the elderly so that we can improve adequacy. And then just from a sustainability perspective, workforce participation, and then really continuing to strengthen governance and communication to build trust in the system. So I think education, financial literacy is a really key driver in terms of getting people to understand what retirement savings are all about. It's a journey. It's not just for this end point in time, but it's about building up and understanding what it is you need to do throughout your working lifetime to get to a point to have adequate savings. And I think that will then start improving our scoring. But I think the sort of national savings fund for those that have no access, as well as widening that net to bring more people into the system, would definitely improve our score.
Yeah, I get your point in that. And it is, I mean, it's one of the stories of South Africa, the disparity between the rich and the poor, and how do we sort of balance that up? We leave it there to Belinda Sullivan, Head of Corporate Consulting Strategy, Alex Forbes. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.